That was Flight of Fire, My Last Gamble. They have a great video out, great new CD out, Path to the Phoenix, I believe. Before that, you had Cursa Johnson, great local artist, for the Only Roses. Before that, we heard Dalton and the Sheriffs, Cube Guitars, Edmund Dahl, Late in the Game, Locating Rolly, Got My Wish, that is former people from the Wicker Man and the Rings. Before that, we heard Greg Allen's group, Prettiest Girl. Basically, before that, we heard the Tilt City Band, She Rocks, and started off with Lily Black, Leave Me Alone. We'll be coming back hopefully shortly with our guest, Chicago Vin, from the Chicago Vin Coalition, has a brand new CD out called The American Dream. And we will continue on with the music.
I'm better people in foods. My walls of justification will never save me now. My closet's full of broken bones that I've scattered all around. You say I'm sweet and innocent like the pretty.
I'm Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Yeah, you know we love it when the music does the talking.
And you know, the music stops when someone gets killed.
So never, 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 never let someone you know get behind the wheel if they've been drinking. So keep it real, keep it real. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hey, little nothing's gonna break you down. Somebody gonna put a price on you, take you down, play you the fool. Somebody gonna crawl inside your brain, break you down, cause you some pain.
Welcome back to What's Happening. I'm Aaron.
And I'm Chicago Vin Earnshaw. How you doing?
Okay, how are you, Vin?
I'm pretty good. I'm hanging in there. It's great to be here on WMFO. And, you know, it's nice to hear my music played on the radio. It's great. Thank you.
What was your inspiration for Hey Little Girl?
Well, I was kind of a cautionary tale to, like, a warning to a young girl, maybe, to from her father, you know, to be careful in life, you know. That's what I would think it is.
So, tell us a little bit about yourself, because this is the first time you and I have met.
Oh, okay.
And so...
Well,
give me a little bit of background.
I started my career here in Boston in the early 70s with a character called Luther Johnson, the Georgia boy, the original Luther Johnson here from Boston. And since then, I was with Jack Smith's Rockabilly Planet for 10 years. We were recorded on Rounder and Flying Fish. And I was in a band called Loaded Dice. And I also played on Jerry Nolan of the New York Dolls' last recordings. I played bass and lead guitar on a couple of tracks. And now I got this solo record out. And that's about it, I guess. You know, I'm also an actor.
Aren't we all?
Yeah. Yeah.
But you get paid for it.
Yeah, I've gotten paid for it. I've gotten paid for it lately, but I have. You know, it's true.
Well, in acting, anything we may have seen you in, and anybody you've worked with or you want to work with in the future?
Well...
in both music and in acting.
In music, well, I don't know. I worked with a lot of great characters, and, you know, you just don't know, you know, who would you want to work with? It's more, you know, you can't choose, you know, somebody has to kind of choose you, so I don't know, you know. But and the gig I had, you know, it's hard to, like, be the Paul McCartney, you know, I'll take his gig, you know.
Well, but if you could play music with anybody, living or from the past, who would it be that you haven't worked with?
I'd love to work with Keith Richards. You know, I'd really like to work with Keith Richards. That playing on a blues record with him, that would make my life complete, I think, you know, because he's a master, and it would be great to just do that, you know. But that's a dream.
Well, but, you know, sometimes dreams are reality.
You never know. You never know.
And who have you worked with that you've really enjoyed working with?
Definitely, like, Sonny Burgess. I toured with him, and he was just, like, great fun to, you know, he's an old rockabilly guy, and that was a lot of fun to do that, and... Yeah, you know.
Where can people get your new CD?
Well, right now, you can get them from me, the actual CD, but you get downloads at Chicago Van Coalition on Bandcamp and Chicago Van Coalition at CD Baby, too. We're holding off on the bigwigs for distribution right now because the Bandcamp and CD Baby give us a better cut, and I'd like to, you know, go through them for the initial, because it just came out.
And do you have a website, and do you have a show coming up?
I'm going to be live on Crash Course with the Ravers here on WMFO with Brian Young on Saturday, June 3rd. I'll be playing a solo set here. And on June 18th, I will be at the Out of the Blue benefit on Sunday the 18th at the Out of the Blue Gallery. And I will be playing early around 2:30, 3:30, 4 o'clock, sometime in then. And once again, I'll be playing solo.
And it's all on your, you have a Facebook page?
Yes, I have a Chicago Van Coalition on Facebook, and I'm also on SoundCloud too, Chicago Van Rancho SoundCloud.
Great, let's play another tune.
Great.
And that the name of the tune?
That would be called No Use Fightin'.
Let's go right to the music. Enjoy.
Thank you.
These lonely streets, memories in mind, praying to the gods, turn back the hands of time. I'm all alone. Yeah, I can't go home. You may to say, like so much smoke, it all gets blowed away. I'm feeling tired. Yeah, I can't go on. You made up them rules. That.
Welcome back to What's Happening. I'm Aaron.
And I'm Chicago Van Earnshaw.
Vinny, these songs are great.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
And
I keep trying.
Well, you've been practicing a little while to try, right?
Yeah, a little while.
So, oh, one last thing. Any thoughts or suggestions for up-and-coming musicians?
Wow, you know, I think you got to really want to do it these days. You really got to want to do it, you know. It's tough, you know. I give all the kudos in the world to young folks that want to be musicians these days because it's so tough, you know. But you got to want to do it, and you got to just love it and keep at it, you know.
Thank you, Vinny. And you'll be back here on the 3rd.
Okay, great.
On Crash Course. Thank you. So we've got a great band following, One Time Mountain. Come on over, guys.
Hey.
Just rearranging the order in the room. And these guys are one heck of a great band.
Thank you very much.
And I've heard them perform live before for me at WMWM.
Yeah, about a week ago. A little
over a week ago. And just absolutely fantastic.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. All right. So let's see if we can get me a set of headphones.
Yep, yeah, we're working on it.
Really trying.
Yeah, Alex is
trying to untangle.
Absolutely. All right. So,
hello, Medford. This is Brian Murphy from One Time Mountain.
Is that this?
Hello.
There we go. Hey, test. There we go. All right. Nice. Fresh and hot.
Oh, that's a microphone. Oh, no.
All good.
We're here on What's Happening. I'm Aaron.
I'm Alex Necrillo.
I'm Brian Murphy.
Matt Valier.
Mike Stewart.
And Vinny in the back. Vinny in the corner.
Nobody puts Vinny in the corner.
So we went from Cousin Vinny to the Utes.
To the Utes, kid. Happy to be here. Maybe we were the... We'll use that advice, you know, when we were listening when he was just saying, you know, it sucks to be the young kids doing music. Yep. No, but we grind it out, man. We love it.
That's all you can do.
Yeah. Yep.
It's a lot of fun.
Yep. So, all right. So we're back, and we are here to do some awesome acoustic tunes for you guys.
Heck yeah.
So, shall we get started?
Absolutely.
All right. So this first song is it's called Seasons.
It's called Seasons, yeah.
Yep. And
it's actually the album name as well.
Yep. Absolutely. So,
maybe a couple of words.
Yeah.
Album.
Our album's coming out on July 15th. It's called Seasons. This is the self-titled track off the album, which will have 11 songs. And if you like this song, please like us on Facebook. We're called One Time Mountain. And we hope to see you at our CD release show at the Blue Shamrock in Lowell, July 15th. All right. So, let's do it.
In about a minute.
Another day goes by, I'm still waiting for rain. The sky, the sun, and the moon will not hear me tonight. You get this call, I'm already gone. 'Cause I've been here waiting too long. Dream, I can't hold back anymore. I have to
One, two,
three, four.
So long goodbye to the nights that I hate in my life. Oh, nothing is right, I'm sick, I'm not feeling alive. Deprived. Honestly, it does just seem that I don't belong. So I'm sad and off on my own. Dream. I can't look back anymore. I have to leave. I can't look back anymore.
All right, this is One Time Mountain, and you're listening to Seasons.
Thank you.
All right, so, yeah, so that song was Seasons. We just gave you guys an abridged version of that song because, you know, we're three-piece and we don't have the full band, and I can't do the solo on this guitar. anyways.
It sounded great.
Hey, thanks, man. Yeah, it sounded pretty nice.
So One Time Mountain is, how many pieces are in the band?
That's up to you guys. You guys talk about that for a minute.
Five.
Yeah, one hand. One hand
worth.
Yeah,
pretty much.
So, as I found out last time I met you, we have a world band.
Yeah.
Yeah, our bass player, he's from Brazil.
And you are originally from?
And I'm originally from Belarus.
So,
and then we got three guys from Tingsboro, Massachusetts, and it's just funny because I grew up in Tingsboro, and so did the other guy, Jeff, the guitar player who isn't here, and Matt grew up in Tingsboro, but we didn't start jamming till well after high school graduation, mm-hmm. which for us was in 2008, which is kind of funny because it was like, wait a minute, you lived in Tingsboro? Because he went to the Vogue, and I went to the high school. So it's just, we never
crossed paths.
Yeah, I can't even believe it because... Yeah.
It doesn't seem like you guys haven't been playing forever together.
That's good.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's
seems
good.
Like you guys have just been, it's the way it is, you know?
Yeah. We've been really lucky to be able to find a band that just gels really well together, you know? So I hope that reflects in the album that we have coming out.
It does. And, you know, so we don't forget this.
Yeah.
I want to wish my mother a very happy Mother's Day.
You know what? Good point. Right. Oh, yeah. The moms.
I wish my mother and my wife.
My mom.
My
werewolf.
Yeah.
Happy Mother's Day to Carolyn and Jane, some of the best moms in the business. You guys rock. Thank you so much for your contributions to my life.
Yep, and Kim Patnod and Carrie Valier, thanks for being moms with me, before me.
With you, huh?
Yeah, we do our best.
Not
as mothers.
Bad. Hold on to 1 second. You know what? So,
and I want to thank the one and only great friend of mine, girlfriend of yours, friend of the band, and one heck of a singer.
One hell of a lady. One classy chick, Kate Eppers, The Wishing Well. You can buy it on iTunes. Check it out.
And also, she's with the Teal Street Band, too.
That's right. Yeah. I just saw them a couple weeks ago, or about a month ago, put together some awesome... like a video. We went there and they filmed a show, and they're using it for like promo purposes, and those guys are awesome. And you said you were thinking about having those guys come in.
Absolutely. Kate's gonna be in with us in just about a month.
Oh, yeah. So she's going to be performing some songs, did you say? Were you saying that?
Is she we hope to have her perform. I mean, if she's not, we'll at least have her CD and have her in here to talk about it.
Oh, no kidding.
Then get her and the band in. You know, unless someone like Brian wants to come in and help her out, you know?
Yeah, that we're gonna work on something.
So, what do we have next?
Well, we're gonna play a song called "Rock and Roll." It's more alive than you. And this is gonna be the acoustic version. The electric version is definitely more electrifying, but we're gonna have some fun with some harmonies here. So, buckle up and enjoy the ride.
Face, it gives me chills and shivers. Your dress to kill you pretty as they sin and rips my heart in slivers. I notice rage and fury in your eyes. Oh, well, girl, was that you the other night? I'm leaving stage, I'm notching that eye. Hey, miss, won't you lay low with me? And if I fall, the bliss and pleasure I got suddenly deprived, I'd rather die another night. The time has come to set on fire more committed souls. Your walls are calm to all temptations, play some different rules. Let's make it right. While you farewell, all our vanish true. And now in need of motivation, and I am almost ready to embrace my favorite imperfection. My soul and body shivers and ignites. I feel prepared for another night. The lighting seems exceptionally bright. Time to confirm my superstition. The time has come to set on fire more committed souls. You will succumb to all temptations. Play some different rules. Let's make it right. While you farewell, all of it is true. Another night. Rock and roll is more alive than you. Play some different rules. Let's make it right. While you farewell, all of it is true. Another night. Rock and roll is more alive than you. Whoa. Whoa.
Hey, thank you very much, guys. This is One Time Mountain, and that was Rock and Roll is More Alive Than You. So that song doesn't really have too much of a meaning. It's just a fun night of rock and roll, I guess, is the idea, the energy of rock and roll and the spirit of rock and roll, I guess, is what we were trying to convey in that song.
Pretty much.
So
that's the important thing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the fun of it, you know, because, you know.
Because without fun, stuff stinks.
Exactly.
I think somebody else wrote a song about that, but that's a different story.
Right. If you guys like that album, once again, we're One Time Mountain, or that song. We're Google One Time us. Mountain. Google us. We got 6 videos out. A lyric video, another one on the way. Those things don't stop coming. So here's another song. This song is called Undertow, and we're going to start soon.
Next to you, frozen in the undertow. Watch you take one last breath before you close your eyes. So much fear, I'm so confused. Wiping silent tears away, whispering one last thing. Please try to stay one more night. Memories of you. They will never go away. How long until all of the light fades from your eyes? Please tell me, how long until I have to say my last goodbye? The pain inside, it cuts my heart like a knife. I can't lie, hold on tonight. Fight while I still time. Hold on, please hold on for me. Save your last breath without words. You said goodbye long before you close your eyes. But I believe you're still here. I know you're right beside me. We're washed away by space and time. I wish I could have said you only knew how I long to see you once again. Now we are united, something bigger than ourselves. How long until all of the light fades from your eyes? Please tell me, how long until I have to say my last goodbye? The pain inside, it cuts my heart like a knife. I can't lie, hold on tonight. And we can fight while there's still time. Hold on, please hold on for me. Save your last breath. From your eyes, please tell me, how long until I have to say my last goodbye? The pain inside, it cuts my heart like a knife. I can't lie, hold on tonight. And we can fight while there's still time. Hold on, please hold on for me. Save your last breath.
That was Undertow from One Time Mountain.
Thank you.
Getting better and better and better.
Yeah, that's the goal. That's good. I could just not screw that last one part up. We'd be a pretty rocking band.
Well, practice, practice, practice.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy because we had very little time to practice, and we've just been like driving through Massachusetts radio stations using each one almost as a rehearsal. And you know, so like last week we sounded pretty crappy, but this week, you know, now that we're here and we've had so many things, you know, we're starting to sound all right, not as crappy.
Well, you sounded great the last time I heard you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. You know, and this album, from what I've heard so far, until I get the final cuts in my hand, which would be embarrassing, is just outstanding.
good, man. I'm glad.
And doing it acoustically, I think, gives you the true meaning of the song. And then when you add the other instruments to it, it just raises it to another level.
Yeah, you know, we can breathe with it differently a little bit acoustically, and it kind of like brings out some of the awesome harmonies that Alex has been able to write for us while we were writing the album. So, and then it also, you know, it helps reinforce it for when we're doing it electric, because we've heard it raw, so we know exactly what we need to be hitting for notes. So that will translate into probably better harmonies on a full electric set.
Well, because the funny thing is, most people do it the other way around.
Yeah.
You know, you see all the, you know, big name stars doing everything electric and then going back to acoustic.
Right.
You guys are doing it the opposite way, which means you guys are going to be
tighter for the electric set
and a bigger hit, hopefully.
Thank you.
That's the way
yeah.
we want it.
We hope.
So, last time I had you on, I had you play something from you.
Oh, jeez.
So I'm going to put you on the spot together. And is there something, I know we've got stuff off the album, definitely have time for a couple more songs, but is there something you guys been working on or have always wanted to play, like I said, live, and take it from there?
yeah, sure. So, I mean, we've,
I don't know.
Got you guys at loss for words, huh?
Well, yeah, yeah.
Cover song.
Yeah. So I mean, again, we can try some Shinedown again. You know, we haven't really been able to prepare much, but
okay. Better thing. When you were growing up and listening to music, your inspiration, is there something? And that was not it. Was there something that you listened to that inspired you, that you were playing, that we can play on the air, that inspired you to become a musician?
Yeah, for a song?
Yes.
You guys can basically get any song on the internet. I like, you know what, any Dream Theater. I love Dream Theater.
But is there anything you can play that
they wrote?
Yes.
Probably not. No, I'm just kidding. Let me see. I don't think so. What else do we got? I mean,
Led Zeppelin.
Led Zeppelin. I mean, man, I think all my influences come out in my music. But I mean, I do like Dragon Force too. I like Dream Theater.
You were working on something downstairs. I was brand new. And
Matt, smell my butt?
No.
That's the one.
Whoa, man, will you please? Yeah, just smell my butt. I'm sorry if you get pink eye. I didn't know. After all, I'm Bri.
That's the song of me, Bri. That was what I was working on downstairs while we were waiting for Alex to come in. But we do have a cool song that we do have coming out called NLO. If you'd like us, we can probably play that.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, so
that had an alternative name, didn't it?
Yeah, at one point it did. When we're writing all the songs, they have like working names, and this one was Strange Lights, just because the chorus is so up front, strange lights that are up in the skies, blah blah blah. But Alex, suggested, because we got some, we actually have a small Russian fan base we're following, so we wanted to just give them a little love, yeah. And so we decided to name the song NLO, which is it's like
literally
basically
means UFO.
Yep.
So.
Yeah. All right, so we're gonna give it a shot. Are we ready?
At night we quantify the chances of existence for a cosmic lie. I've never seen, I can't deny, discounts. Hatred or deception ravage all mankind. I cannot say if this is real. Is it all a dream or am I being blind? An unexplained loss of time.
Let's talk about that song for a minute.
Yes.
So, one of the things that we wanted to do on this album, I'm just going to put this guitar down for a minute. Thanks, Alex. All right. So, one of the things that we did during this album was we tried to write a song about different topics because one of the complaints that we had before we had our singer Alex, we had an old singer, was that it was too many love songs, too many breakup songs. So, me and Alex worked a lot on the lyrics because he's not a native English speaker, so we would pick topics and write about them. And so I wrote the song about the question, do aliens exist? Because I think that's an interesting topic. I think it's something everybody thinks about in some point in life. And, you know, every song is about, you know, partying, bitches, ooh, bees and hoes. And that's, we wanted to break the mold a little bit. And I think that's cool because the song's a lot of fun and it talks about something that I think everybody thinks about but not everybody talks about, and that's basically what that whole song's about. But in order to get inspired to do that, I ended up listening to a bunch of crazy podcasts about conspiracy theories, aliens, going on YouTube looking up all these crazy UFO stuff, basically making me paranoid for the rest of my life. And and that's
welcome
what
to America.
Yeah, I know, right? But that's what I did to get in the zone to write that song lyrically. And of course Alex helped in the second verse, so on and so forth. So yeah.
And I know you've got your CD coming out.
Yeah. Yes, and it will be on that CD. It's gonna be on the next CD, the one that we have coming out. Yeah. So
and when is it coming out?
July 15th. If you guys want, we're having a party at the Blue Shamrock, and everyone's invited. You just have to pay up front at the
nominal fee. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, and you can read about that online. Whatever. What's a party without paying a little? So
and it's gonna and they can find out the information at.
Oh yeah, our Facebook page, facebook.com/onetimeoutinrgb. Or you can Google us and find us everywhere else too.
On my What's Happening page also.
Yeah, absolutely. And you guys are going to get the information usually generally before everybody else. So.
And do you have any upcoming gigs?
Well, we do have a couple. So beside the CD release, we have a show July 9th, I think, in Hyannis, Cape Cod. We're doing the 8th annual All-Star Jam. I believe we're headlining that gig. So we're honored to be part of the All-Star gig show.
And then on the 22nd of July, we are actually doing a benefit for our friend who is terminally ill. And it's actually a mutual friend. My dad is a cab driver, and he made friends with somebody that he met through work. And my dad showed this guy our music. This guy liked it, showed his brother our music, got terminally ill and wanted to do a benefit and just requested that we be there. So we are going to be doing that, and I will get more info on that show.
Get us the information and we'll make sure we get it out.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, if anyone can come out and support a good cause, you guys are going to also get to see a rocking band. So it's going to be a win-win.
And you are?
One Time Mountain. I'm Brian Murphy.
Alex Nicarillo.
And Matt Valier.
And hope to have you guys back in very, very soon.
Absolutely. You know, we have the CD show coming out, and we're going to be releasing a couple videos, and so we'll be doing the runs and for promo, and we'd love if you guys would be able to spin the music that we release.
Absolutely.
And also have us back. We'll play some more songs, some newer songs, too. These are the ones that we're doing on the first round of promo, and once we release the next set of material, we'll have new tunes to bring to you guys, and we'll play them acoustically and all that fun stuff.
Absolutely terrific, guys.
Thanks
so much.
And One Time Mountain.
Can I just do a quick shout out? I got to the toughest, most coolest martial artists ever, Sam and Chloe B. I heard that they are pretty tough, and I wouldn't want to mess with them. But keep up the good work. And anyways.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, moms out there. And happy Mother's Day, grandmoms out there.
And next week, we're going to have a call-in from the West Coast of Beth Harrington and a new music project she's doing.
So, guys, have a great rest of your day. Great Thanks. Mother's Day. And we'll see you soon. And keep the great music coming.
Thanks. Absolutely. Thank you so much for having us. We had a blast.
Make sure when you're doing your sets, leave some of the acoustic in there, too, when you're out there performing.
We're going to try.
Surprise them. You know, change it different. Because we'll